back from Kansas. And, wow, that's quite a ways to go for just to go running for a few minutes.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, tell me what the experience was like, man.
It was really great to see what the competition level is. It was just a really awesome experience. And, of course, when you're going all the way to Kansas for a meet, you know, it's farther than I've ever been for any sports event. So, obviously, the experience was awesome, especially getting on a plane. You know, it's really the college sports experience.
I think they should have made you take a Uber there. You know, that's what I think.
That would have been quite the drive.
Yeah. Well, of course, you're from Gladstone High School. And what's it been like having your high school, you know, Jim Murtha there, being your coach at college, too?
It's awesome. I know Mr. Murtha very well. I'm his daughter's boyfriend, so, I mean, that kind of we're pretty close. So,
well, the good thing is if you do something wrong, you know you can outrun him.
Yeah, but
you can outrun Murtha, can't you?
Yeah, but I'm sure it'll still catch up with me.
Yeah, eventually, right? Because you have to come back eventually.
Yep.
Well, you seem to be a good enough kid. You won't get into that kind of trouble, all right?
No, absolutely not.
But really, playing or running in this case is the term. Running for the same coach that you did in high school, that's rare.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it's nice to have because there's that same bond and, you know, you're held to that higher standard, I guess. Like, I don't know, it makes me want to work hard.
Well, exactly what do you do to, I mean, you're running. It's not like you're learning a skill like ball handling or throwing a football and running, you know, complicated routes and, you know, or hitting a baseball coming in 90 miles an hour. You know what I mean? So how do you make yourself good at running?
To put it in a simple term, I guess, run more. I guess all I got to say. I mean, there's exercises you can do. There's speed work, those type of things. But your main focus when you're training for running is getting those miles in and staying injury free. And with that, the more miles you get, usually the better you end up doing. And like I said, you incorporate that speed work in as well to kind of get faster and faster.
Well, you got the you didn't stay injury free though.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about that part of it.
Yep. So in my senior year, I had this issue with my IT band. It was caused by an upslip in my hip where it shifts up, so one leg's kind of longer than the other. My physical therapist kind of called it like a peg leg, but
nice.
He got me all good and fixed up. I think it's from kind of running on uneven grounds. I know the week before that injury happened, we were in Oshkosh, and there was really bad muddy conditions, so that might have been it causing the problems. But we got it all straightened out, and once finals for college are over, I'm gonna start back up running, and I think my plans are to start training for a marathon, because I think getting those miles in, I think that'll really help me out.
Well, you know, it's got to be different too, because you don't know, you know, depending on which meet you're in, you're not running in the same conditions. I mean, we don't know what the weather is going to be, of course, from one week to another. But you're also, and you go up to Pictured Rocks in Munising, you're running on a different course than you're running. You know, that one at NMU was as flat as you know, was a golf course.
Yeah.
But then you go and run on the Gorzinski Farm out there in Wilson, right, out in Powers. You know, you're running hills. So how do you train when, you know, the courses are different every week?
Well, you just try to incorporate all those different types of conditions in. You got to go out any weather condition and incorporate hills into your workouts. You know, you got to be prepared and prepare for what to expect, I guess. Sometimes the unexpected happens, but you just got to try to be ready.
Well, I guess so. I mean, that's all you can do. So how do you make yourself better then? You talked about, you know, we don't exactly have year-round warm conditions up here, but you can't just take months off without doing anything and sitting on watching TV, you know?
Yeah, and definitely with winter, I mean, when it comes down to it, we're youpers, we're hardy. We can handle it. Bundle up.
Just put on you don't want to put on boots because that'll weigh you down.
Yeah, and just hope that your feet don't get wet.
Well, that's true, too. You don't want any, you know, getting that fungus in there either, you know?
No. Nope.
Then you can't run because it hurts too much, right?
That's right.
So that's the one case where you don't want athlete's feet,
no.
Even though you're an athlete. So How do you think that you and Zoe's success is going to translate into Coach Murtha being able to convince more kids to come here to Bay College to run? Because, you know, in our first year last year, we had a hard time getting the five scores that you need for a team score.
Yeah. You know, I think with going to Kansas, you know, I think that's such a privilege. And, you know, a lot of people wouldn't expect that from a small college, I would say. So I think that, and now with me and Zoe kind of getting some publicity for going out and doing that, I think that'll kind of draw the Bay College name outwards, and hopefully that draws some people in.
All right. Well, James, I'll let you give a shout-out to whoever you think may be listening here, including, of course, your girlfriend's dad.
I guess if my parents are listening out on the radio, a friend of mine, Bob Bosha, I know he listens to the radio a lot, and that'll do her.
All right. Well, congratulations on that